aim of the summit is that people of bright minds in renewable energy will come together, even the local sector, the national government, traditional leaders, to put their minds together and come up with an action plan, because the president wants Palau to be a leader in the use of renewable energy in the Pacific.
As well as local delegates, there will be international representatives who have been invited to attend this summit, international environmental groups, I understand. Who are these groups and how can they help Palau?
EarthX, founded by philanthropist Jamel Crow, has been conducting energy conferences in Texas, and Okeanos is an organization that aims to advance sustainable sea transportation. And I was told that Jamel Crow, the founder of EarthX, is coming to Palau himself, and then Okeanos will have representatives in Palau for the summit, and then Earth Justice, a nonprofit environmental law organization, will also be here. But Earth Justice, I believe, has been helping out Palau by conducting workshop training on environmental law in Palau. So they have been involved with Palau for a while.
Now, I suppose at this stage, it's all about developing a strategy for Palau itself, but also part of the build-up to the UN summit in Germany coming up later in the year, which will be chaired by Fiji. So is part of the aim here for Palau to establish its own policy, but then present it at that UN summit as an example of maybe what other countries could do?
Yes. I was told that Palau will be the first in the Pacific, aside from Australia and New Zealand, that will conduct their own energy summit. And I was told that this is actually the path towards cleaner energy. And, you know, after the Paris 2015, after declaring that ambitious, intended, nationally determined contribution, what's next? So this is the next step for Palau to create an action plan. And then with this new technologies and with this international groups that are coming that will help Palau, potentially they could move this shift to cleaner energy towards. And of course, with Palau's weather, the environment, I think they wanted to explore Palau's rich potential for solar power technology. And President Rimengasau has been in the forefront of climate change. So this is the next step that we want to use more renewable energy in Palau. And Palau is very reliant on fossil fuel because everything is imported. So most use of the expenditure, the president said, goes to fuel costs, funding the power plants, and then the transportation. If you come to Palau, you've seen a lot of cars on the road. It's one example of rising fuel costs.
So presumably, if the government can get to grips with this policy in the way that the president wishes, and they can reduce that fossil fuel bill significantly, I mean, the aim, as we've said, is to cut it by half by 2025, that's going to change the whole way the economy in Palau is run, isn't it? Because there's going to be a lot more money, you would think, to be spent on other areas.
It's true, because instead of spending it to fuel costs, they can spend it on education. They can spend it on areas like the marine sanctuary, because by 2020, Palau will close its exclusive economic zone to commercial fishing. So they will be losing some money from commercial fishing. So this is one way also to recoup those losses. If you use your resources to pay for fuel costs, to pay for energy costs, then there's a lot of money to be saved that can go to other areas, which is education and increasing the minimum wage for Palauans.